And welcome to Jags of the Roundtable, the Jaguars and the Atlanta Falcons tonight at 6 o'clock at Everbank Field. Let's get right into it, guys. Of course, topic number one is the quarterback. And what are the chances that Chad Henne can carry this starting job longer than, let's say, a month?
Well, if this was a normal circumstance, I'd say probably not long. And what I mean by normal is, look how young this offense is. I think this is the biggest reason that Chad is a starter. Young at wide receiver.
Right.
Young by any measure at offensive line. If you look around this offense, Mercedes Lewis and Zane Beatles are the only guys with any extensive experience. Chad Henne may keep this job longer than a month because he's the guy that they can count on when things are going kind of chaotic.
Yeah, coach's decision there because what they want to achieve and how they want to mature the roster, as you mentioned. But I'll tell you, going back to the Detroit game, I mean, the minute that Bortles left the game, I was bored. And so from that perspective, as they try to grow this offense, at some point, if you've got that explosiveness, that firework waiting on the bench, let's light it and go.
If you had more veterans around them, I think they'd go with what you're talking about. But it's just so young that that veteran presence, I think it's key.
Now, if the question was 2 months, that probably changes it somewhat, right?
By the by, it would not shock you.
Okay.
Let's move on to one of those position groups that is a little young, especially on the interior. A lot of question marks there. Who's going to start at center for this team?
Luke Polanco.
Jinx, buy me a Coke. Luke Polanco, right?
Right.
And what a story has changed at that spot over 3 or 4 weeks. At first, I'm not sure what they knew they had in Luke Polanco, and now all of a sudden it looks like he's a guy who they think can grow into that spot, probably starting sooner rather than later.
This is not by default. It's not because Bruce, I mean, in a sense it is. He's gotten the opportunity because Mike Brewster hasn't secured the spot. Dave Caldwell told me when we were in Chicago they think he can play left tackle. That's how athletic he is. He's a big, strong, smart kid. Let's remember he went to Virginia. Mm-hmm. Jeff Loggeman would kill us if we didn't bring that up. But he's a smart kid. He's tough. And let's go back to the toughness real quick. The knee and the ankle were both a problem coming out of the Chicago game the next week. He is lined up with the first team in the third quarter. So I think he's their center. I think he's their center of the future. I think he's their center of the present. And it is a great story.
And it's a group that's coming together. So the theory could be, why not have the young guys all play?
Go, right.
It could be, if that's the case, rookie center, rookie right guard. Mm-hmm. Which is
another reason why Chad Henne stays in there for a while to kind of bring the line together.
No doubt. Let's talk preseason statistics. The stat that has impressed you for this team the most in August.
Well, Allen Hurns and Blake Bortles both have big numbers next to their key stat. Passing yards per attempt and yards per catch. It's happened against legitimate defenses. Allen Hurns going against the ones, and Blake Bortles playing a lot against first or second team. You can't ignore those stats for those guys' future.
They were very impressive. I went, because I knew you were going to be the quarterback correspondent on this, I went with the +4, which is the takeaway-giveaway ratio. I thought they were opportunistic. This is a team who's not had a really strong takeaway-giveaway ratio in the recent history. And so to see them playing opportunistic, Gus says, it's all about the ball. And at least in the preseason, they executed that. They're tied with Denver for the most, the best going into the final preseason game.
It's probably not a coincidence that neither of the first two quarterbacks have an interception. It's a point of emphasis. This team can't have turnovers if it's going to be competitive.
Let's flip this now. The stat that has depressed you the most. What are some areas of concern?
Well, I'll throw it out here first. -1.2, that's the run differential. They've given up 4.3 per carry because of the explosive run up in Detroit. And they have not run the ball very well. So when you take what they're giving and what they're getting, it's a minus differential. And you've got to, with either quarterback, you've got to be able to establish the ability to run. Not to be a 150-yard running team. That's not where this league is going. But to be able to line up, put your hand on the ground on third down and four, and get the yardage when you want to run. And that number doesn't show the ability to do that.
And for some teams, that wouldn't scare you. But for where this team is right now, they need to run and stop the run.
Well, they spent a lot of money on it.
They're not going to blow people out with the passing game yet. I'd say you're a little concerned about Allen Robinson and Cecil Shorts not having a catch. Allen Robinson hasn't played. Cecil Shorts has played one game. You'd like to see that number more. I don't worry that it won't become more. But on the flip side of that is, what a good situation they've now got at receiver. Four guys, Marquise Lee, Cecil Shorts, Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, all who you think might be able to play. If two of those guys work out and are big time, big improvement at receiver. So not too concerned about those guys not having numbers, but you like to see it so far.
Right.
Let's finish with this. Of course, it's the final game before the final cuts down to 53. We know about all the bubble guys that have to play tonight, but Who else needs to play and play well tonight for this team?
Well, early on, I think the offensive line, in a normal situation, if this offensive line was set, if you knew who the starters were, if they had established something, you might see them play a series and come out or not play at all. I think they need to play maybe a little more than starters normally play. They need to get it established and need to figure out what they're doing in the middle as they're going into the regular season.
The running backs, and Toby Gerhardt doesn't need to play that much, but I need to see more of Denard Robinson, Jordan Todman, and Storm Johnson. All have had their moments this preseason, but I don't think any one of the three has distinguished himself as the backup running back, the go-to guy when Gerhardt's out, and somebody could claim that tonight.
And that's the one, I mean, there's so many spots where the coaches, there's four or five spots that at the end of the roster, but I think it's the one spot that Brian talked about. I don't think they know exactly what they've got in those backup running backs yet. So at some point on tonight, you think they figure that out.
Well, we do have to point out, with Josh Kobe's injury with the quad and wondering where he's at and the number of offensive tackles that are injured, the roster is going to be an interesting cut. You might not be able to keep four running backs. You may only be able to keep three.
Right.
And there's a lot of positions we can talk about with that, but it makes it even more interesting tonight.
A lot to be decided tonight. 6 o'clock, the Jaguars and the Atlanta Falcons at Everbank Field. We'll see you next week on Saturday before the Jags face the Philadelphia Eagles.